the book Hebrews, part 326, from Professor Anders Riefenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam, which I have a couple of copies available. You can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, South Africa International Code plus 27, and my number 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on my right hand top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in this study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages in English, and all the different notifications. Send us links to your friends and families, those that is dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen, notepad, and 1611 King James Bible as well, have it available. Well, welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Anders. So wonderful just to be together this morning, starting a new week with new goals, knowing that we are able because of the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are not beggars, we are heirs, sons, kings and priests of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Now it reads, "And to Yahushua, the mediator of the new covenant." Hallelujah. If I want to preach about this one line, I'm sure I can preach for 1 hour and more just on this one line. Who was the mediator in the Old Testament? Well, in the time of Moses, it was the high priest, a human. Once a year he would offer unto himself an offering for his own sins, and then only was this mediator, this fleshly person, the high priest, in a position to offer blood on behalf of the sins for the atonement of Israel. But he had to offer for himself first. Why? Because he was a fleshly mediator. What is a mediator? In between goer, a negotiator. He stood between the nation of Israel and Yahweh Almighty. He was the mediator. And that mediator, he was of the Old Testament, with 613 different laws of circumcision and Sabbath and feasts and different laws. Well, like I say, 613 different laws, which he was the mediator of. But because of it becoming redundant after more than 1,000 years, 1060, 1070 years. It lost its power. What? The Old Testament. With the 613 laws of Moses, it became weak. Because we don't read about people that were saved by any grace. Why? Because they didn't, or they had to offer the blood of animals, lambs, goats, and sheep, doves. Through that, their atonement came. In order for them to continue living in sin for the next year. Do you hear what I just said? There was atonement for that day. But that very same day, leaving the tabernacle, going their own ways, they start to sin from the moment they leave the tabernacle. Because the Ruach HaKodesh didn't function in their lives as we as your first are used to today. If we only look the wrong way, the Ruach will say, hey, but Markey, what are you doing now? Hey, where now? Son, you understand? And this is what is important. The Ruach HaKodesh lives within us, in our soul's dimension, not in my heart. Because the Bible says, Yahweh Almighty and Yahweh Shua, the Ruach HaKodesh, does not live in temples made with hands. So your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. And how wonderful is that? That we don't need a special type of connection, long range connection up in heaven, into the seventh heaven, to the throne room of Yahweh. No, we don't have that. We don't need it. Why? Because we have the facility of the Ruach HaKodesh right in us. Speaking to us right now. When you are in the process to sin, the Ruach HaKodesh will knock at your door. You're going to mess up everything that you live for. And immediately you can put your brakes on. Come to a stop, a dead halt. And now the Ruach HaKodesh will immediately reveal the consequences of that which is going to occur because of what you are about to do, which is not in line with the word of Yahweh El Elohim. That might even cause you to wipe your name from the book of life. It's possible. Excuse me, I've got one little hair in my nose here. It's that time of the year. Like it can happen. We are only human. And we are natural. So it's important to be sharp enough spiritually to recognize the Ruach HaKodesh, which Yahushua functioned through in us. And Yahushua, the mediator of the new covenant, the new testament, the covenant, new testament. That's why Hebrews 7 verse 18 says, he made the 613 laws in void, unprofitable. That's the word, unprofitableness. That's the word that it says in the King James. There's no profit. There's nothing to gain from it. Unprofitableness means there's nothing to gain from it. And that's why it says in Galatians 5 verse 1 to 20. Go and make a study. Galatians 5 verse 1 to 20. If I still live under the laws, I've turned away from the grace of Yahushua, and then I will die in my sin. This is what he says. Go study Galatians 5, verse 1 to 20. And be amazed of what he says. Yeah, but still we need to be circumcised. You know, it's spiritual and tradition, and we need to keep the Sabbath. The Bible says, Yahushua says, every day must be a Sabbath unto you. You must live every day as if it is a Sabbath. I can't chase after sin the whole week, and then Saturday I want to sit in a corner keeping the Sabbath. And as Yahushua, the mediator of the new covenant, the new testament, and to the blood of sprinkling, the blood of sprinkling, whose blood? Yahushua's. When they hit him with the whip, the Roman soldiers, wasn't the people around them sprinkled with blood? Wasn't the ground sprinkled with his blood? That's his redemption blood. When his body was torn apart to such a stage that he couldn't even carry his own cross up Golgotha's hill, because Yahushua was not just a spiritual being, he was in a human form, in a human body. And every human body can only take that much, then it breaks down. And to the blood of sprinkling, that blood is not the blood that the high priest took to sprinkle everything in the tabernacle. This is speaking of the blood of Yahushua, what was given unto a lost world, unto Gentile people. And even today, Yahushua or Yahweh Almighty is dealing with the Gentiles. How? Through the blood of Yahushua. He says, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than of Abel. Abel was the son of Adam that was killed by his brother Cain. Why? Because Abel sacrificed blood, and Abel sacrificed vegetables and fruits. So the blood of Yahushua speaks of better things. The blood of Yahushua speaks of eternal life. The blood of Yahushua speaks of the anointing through the Ruach HaKodesh in order for a sinner to come to repentance. It's the blood. The Ruach HaKodesh will speak to you if you are lost. But it's the blood. We used to sing a chorus in church many, many years ago. It's more than 28 years already that I've moved out of churches. We used to sing a chorus, it's the blood. It's the blood of Yahushua. It's only the blood of Yahushua that can save a sinner like me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Peter says unto those that gathered at the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, 120 people, and the crowd was drawn because of the fire that was there. And they asked in Acts 2 verse 36 to 42, what must we do? And Peter said, repent. Apostle Peter says, repent. Repent. It's the blood that makes you, or is the Ruach HaKodesh that makes you aware to repent, to want to repent. But it's the blood of Yahushua that forgives all sin. Go read Acts 2:36-41. What a privilege to have this morning, knowing and understanding that Yahushua is the mediator of a new covenant. Although this covenant is more than 2,000 years old, let us function today in the revelation blood of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.